Blog Talk Radio.
Great Friday, and welcome to Your Health is Your Wealth. This month's segment of March 2018 series, we'll be discussing If You Never Try, You'll Never Know. As with every other first and third Friday of the month, we always start with a moment of brief meditation. And on Friday, March 2nd, 2018, our meditation begins with, I create my reality. The most powerful time in your life is right now. You have the ability to recreate your ability in this very moment. Tap into the pure dynamic energy that creates life. Set your intention for what you want. This wisdom is within you. You are an extension of life itself. Create, recreate, do it now. I am the creator of my reality. I create a life of peace, joy, and grace. I focus on what my heart is telling me. I listen to what feels right in my spirit. I trust what I receive and I let it guide my actions. I self-correct when needed. My awareness of my power frees me from erroneous thoughts. I have the strength to upgrade my mindset whenever I want. My mind is renewed. I am transformed. I thank you, strength, in me, through me, as me, around me, and through the Christ within, and so it is. Today's meditation derives from Deuteronomy 8 and 18, but you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth. And here at Your Health is Your Wealth, we always recognize that your wealth is not necessarily monetarily or physical gain, but it is the spiritual consciousness that guides you into the full manifestation of all the abundance of blessings that God has for you. So we focus here on this platform to strengthen ourselves spiritually so that we can consciously understand how to navigate successfully in this world. Today is Friday, of course, the 2nd of March, and we're not necessarily in the spring season, but it is a beautiful day. We are averaging approximately 68 degrees, and that is significantly above where we have been the previous month in the 20s and 30s. A lot of rain, several ice storms, sleet and snow. So we are just applauding God's marvelous wonders and the beauty around us. It is a perfect day to get outside and inhale some crisp, fresh air, enjoy the sunlight, possibly get in some good, healthy cardio. We are just applauding God and all of his marvelous works. I want to share where I am briefly before we go into today's segment. Of course, we are talking about if you never try, you'll never know. Try what? Try anything that your heart desires. It takes faith and courage. Today, we will focus on courage and the additional aspect of faith to help encourage you to move towards a healthier state of living. Now, what holds us back from living our dreams, activating our faith, moving forward, progressing through whatever desire we have is generally fear. Fear is an anchor, a heavy, heavy obstacle or an anchor that holds you back from trying new things, from living an absolutely amazing life and realizing your fullest potential. Do not allow fear, false evidence appearing real. Do not allow fear to hinder your courage. We are asking you to build your courage. Every time you choose a new experience over fear, the false evidence appearing real, you build courage. You show yourself that you're capable of more than you thought. And I want to share briefly. I'm not going to take up a lot of time. It's a very emotional state for me. But on last year, January, my eldest brother, you know, an anchor in my community, passed unexpectedly from a heart failure. He was my support system because my elderly and aging parents, of course, are dealing with health issues, and we were in the process of getting them both comfortable in their retirement. Well, after losing my brother, I found that all of the shift of responsibility came to me. I welcome this challenge because I love my parents. I couldn't have asked God to have blessed me with better parents. I am up for the challenge, and I will do everything in my power to make sure that they are happy, healthy, harmonious, peaceful, and joy-filled lives. That is my agenda. But in the process, I might add that it can be stressful. I found that I have a great support system, a tremendous support system. But those people that I assumed would be supportive of this endeavor are not at all active. And it was alarming to me, disappointing, and very saddening. And if I had allowed these circumstances to overwhelm me, it would have been the perfect formula for full-blown depression. But I am so incredibly grateful of the network of people. The information, you know, we are responsible for those people that we have in our immediate circle. And during this time, we don't always recognize the benefit that having the right level of influence has over your life. But in a period of crisis, it is clearly an apparent what these people mean to you and how they have actually molded your consciousness. And I said all that to say this, Dr. Dunlap is the head leader of the PRF ministry, and we have a dynamic team of people. But I often said, I wonder why he picked me. I wonder what he saw in me. I still don't have all the answers in that arena. But as a direct result of him choosing me as a member of this team, when I was in my most critical moment, I had an entourage, I mean a village of people who were spiritually grounded, that I had enough influence and direction that I didn't stumble not one time. And it's just an extension on top of an extension. My church-based family, my ministry-based family, my friends, I am so incredibly grateful that this is a season. Not only did I not buckle, but I am not afraid, and I am satisfactorily confident in my endeavor. I am successful, and I am just blown away. And it takes me into today's segment. If you never try, you'll never know. These are circumstances, whether it be financial, spiritual, the passing of a loved one, the dissolving of a business or a partnership, whatever type of adversity or obstacle you meet in life, it has the propensity to debilitate us, to make us stagnant in our overall potential. And if we rest in the manifestation of what appears to be negative, we'll get stuck. And I am just here today to offer anyone a sense of encouragement. I hope I didn't get all over the place, because I myself pride myself on my weight loss. At one point in my life, I was 408 pounds. That is larger than the NFL draft pick. The average weight of a professional football player is anywhere from 250 to 310. And I was 408 pounds. And, you know, culturally, I just believed I was a thick girl. That's just what I thought. I knew I was a little overweight, but I was just chunky. I'm 6'2" tall, so I carried this weight believing that it was my level of normalcy. I didn't begin to focus on how detrimental it was to me until I began to experience adverse health challenges. So what appeared to be one of the worst experiences of my life ultimately ended up being my blessing. I have transformed a weight loss crisis into a lifestyle opportunity. I pride myself on focusing, remaining cognizant of not only my physical health, but my spiritual and mental health. I said it, mental health. I want you to join us in May because we will be discussing the mental health. May is the mental health month, and we here at the Your Health is Your Wealth are going to visit that, and we have a very highly recognized medical professional that is going to come in and be on the platform with us. But, yes, we said spiritual, mental, and physical health. I considered early on during my stages that losing weight was a physical battle. It has nothing, very little to anything to do with physical exert. You have to really be willing to spiritually grow and to psychologically get a new level of influence. You got to be willing to receive new information because once my mind changed, my body changed. Where I am at this point, and I was sharing with Dr. Dunlap on yesterday, my mother had to be hospitalized twice within 1 week's time. Because of her age and her condition, they transferred her from the hospital into a rehab situation. Now, my day consisted of, 20-plus hours. Seldom did I sleep, and when I did, I was sitting in a chair. I would go from the hospital to the doctor's office to the rehab center, and I did that for days on end. And every time I would go, we as a family would grab fast food. Now, there were times that we sat down and I would order a salad and I would order baked fish, baked chicken, you know, something like that. But there are times, most especially at breakfast, when I had the pancakes or the biscuits, the grits, the eggs and cheese. I had all this extra stuff. And I did this, Dr. Dunlap, for days. Days on end, breakfast, lunch, dinner, in a fast food line. And at the time I said, okay, this is just one day, I'll correct it tomorrow. Well, today is my tomorrow. I am 2 weeks past, and I have been eating like that consistently. And I said, okay, tomorrow is my new start. Well, today is my tomorrow. You know, my mom's in rehab. She's doing much better. She's stabilized. The family's got a level of normalcy that we're back to. And my fear,
amen.
It's not necessarily a fear, Dr. Dunlap, but where we are today on placing courage, our courage and our faith to overcome our fears, to live a healthier life, I am here at this point as I refuse to get on the scale. I know what I need to do, and I just need to move forward with it. So today is my fresh new start, and I want to encourage anyone, whatever it is you're trying to accomplish in life at this particular moment, to let today be your fresh new start. We can't look back. Yeah, today is the fresh new start day. And I was thinking about, I have an appointment later this afternoon, but somewhere in there I can get in 20 minutes of cardio. And I believe that's where I'm going to start, is just getting in 20 minutes of cardio. Nothing major. Maybe I'll walk to the bank versus driving in the car. Or perhaps I'll walk to the grocery store versus driving in the car. There's some way that I can get that cardio in before my next appointment comes in. And every time you choose a new experience over your fear, you build courage. So what I'm looking for right now is to just activate my courage to take me into a new season. I said so much early on, Dr. Dunlap, about the challenges that we have in our normal, in our levels of normalcy, and when adversity arises, how do we handle it? And I was sharing that I'm so incredibly grateful that depression today is not my issue. That if I allow these things to overwhelm me, that I would be stuck without any level of resolution. But today I feel so courageous in my spirit that I know this is a season for us to just live the promises. It doesn't come without doing the work. I am prepared to do the work, but I am excited about the promises of abundance. And, you know, I was reading the meditation from Deuteronomy 8 and 18, but you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth. And that's how I'm feeling right now. I feel as though if I remain consistent, steadfast, and I do the work, that the wealth will manifest itself in every area of my life. And what I am most focused on right now is my spiritual wealth. I want to always remain cognizant of where I am in this season. And I just feel so blessed. I can't put a right word on this enthusiasm that I feel in my spirit, but I'm feeling really, really good. And I know that in any season when you're trying to accomplish something, it can be frightening. It can be frightening to the degree that we won't try or we won't share with anybody that we have those aspirations It's not that we think people will discount our interest, but they may encourage us to try. So I just don't want to live in fear today. I want to encourage someone to step outside of their fear and try something new, to build the courage and try something new. Oh, it just feels so incredibly wonderful. Dr. Dunlap, if you never try, you'll never know. Can you add some insight on a level of encouragement or inspiration for somebody that may be tackling a new endeavor?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Sorry for any background noise that comes through. One of the things that I heard you say at the beginning of the show, Kim, was you mentioned how you said, you know, I didn't know why Dr. Dunlap chose me. You know, the truth of the matter is it wasn't I that chose you. It was God that chose you. I just was being obedient to what I know God was trying to do, but it was something that I saw. And so a lot of times people don't have anybody to encourage them in certain areas where they truly need to be encouraged. Right. So we're gearing up right now on the PRF table side or institute side. We're gearing up for offering some lessons, offering the course Credit and Debt Are First Cousins. Right. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing a series of small little, I hate to say law, today was 3 hours. It was like. Now to kind of get people going. And a mm-hmm. lot of times we have to give somebody something to get them going. So when you started on radio, it was not that you said, okay, listen, Kim, we need you to be on here every week. It needs to be at this particular time. It was giving you the freedom to do what I knew God had purposed and called you to be able to do, even though it was a new thing, and hold your hand enough so that in due season, in due time, we can let you go, right? You know, as far as like, you know, holding the training wheels, you know, holding the bike, you got the training wheels on and I'm behind you. And then after the second thing is to give people opportunity to shower, to flout, to show themselves mightily in that area. But then after that, you know what else happened? You started doing this thing by yourself.
Yeah.
Most of the time I'm not here with you, right? Friday at 2 p.m. may not be the most convenient time for Dr. Dunlap, but it's not about being convenient for me. It's everybody else, you know, it's who you're trying to reach. And so the biggest thing I say is Sometimes it's not about you. I want to kind of shift that mindset to what is it that you can do. I want to talk to other people and say, listen, we need you to encourage some people. Because, see, you've been up before the people all this time. And since you've been up before the people all this time, it may be very discomforting for somebody else to do it. You know, like you say, oh, Dr. Dunlap, you do this easy. I've been doing it for 5 years. I should look differently than it looked when I first got started, right? I tell anybody, I say, you're a natural. I say, Kim got it. I told the pastor this before the show today. I said, she's much better than I. And I mean that with all the with the bottom of my heart. You have you natural at this, right? This is you. And so how do I, again, I want people to hear that because as a leader, I'm encouraging you to be better than me.
Wow. That means so much, Dr. Dunlap. I know in the beginning when you were coaching me on the studio and how to go on in your absence, I was saying to myself, ooh, this is not the week. Please don't leave me. Can I do this? What if I fail? Yep. What if I'm silly? I did not want you to leave me, but I think it's natural to think about what could go wrong, but this is, it's only, you, fear is, the only healthy part of fear is that it catapults our level of courage. You know, we need it. It's a natural part of life to be a little nervous about things. I was listening to, I think it was Oprah Winfrey. It was some really world-renowned speaker, and they said every time they feel a little anxiety. And I was like, whoa, how is that even possible? You know, for somebody that skilled and an expert in their craft to still be nervous after 30 years of service, they're still nervous. But they said it's healthy. It's a healthy form of anxiety because we're always supposed to be building and strengthening ourselves. So if you're good at chopping onions, you know, chop the onions and the next day do scallions. You got to keep progressing. And I really got a lot out of that because it said that, unfortunately, fear is a part of everyone deep down in our wiring. Studies show that the fear of the unknown is more fearful than things that we know are bad. And that's weird. It doesn't seem normal, but it's true. I was reading this document and it said that we would much rather eat something that we know doesn't taste good versus taking a chance and ordering something new. I said, now that is strange. It's in our internal wiring, in our physical wiring, for us to doubt and manifest in a fear-based consciousness versus trying new things. So during this season, Dr. Dunlap, I personally, you know, as a leader, I think that you are, I mean, you are the epitome of leadership. Not only do you encourage us to do things, but you're willing to get out there in the water with us. And with that being said, on this platform, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to encourage people to do things that I am not willing to do myself. And during this season, I really want to combat or challenge every level of fear in my life. There shall be no fear. There shall be no complacency. And I won't let that manifest in my spirit. I'm going to keep moving forward and accomplishing those things that I know are available to me. And to keep it very simple, I want to encourage all of our listeners to always remember that everything that is big once started small. Whether you're building a castle or a highway, it all starts with the first pebble of sand. It doesn't start with, you know, big cinder block full of growth. It all starts with one pebble of sand, you know, to start any project. So what is big was once very small. So with that being said, set small, attainable goals. It doesn't have to be astronomical. Do something today that you hadn't anticipated doing but it will move you that much closer towards reaching your goal. There are things that I need to do, Dr. Dunlap, here in the home office as well as outside of the office. And time is, you know, I want to say this, and I thought this was so profound. I was listening to a CD, and it's about the 7 Habits of Highly Successful People. Stephen Covey, that's his name. And he got to the segment on managing time. And I thought it was so profound, Dr. Dunlap, because he said we are misconceived in the notion that we can manage time. Time never changes. It is consistent, ongoing, and will never change. It is 2:25, and it will always be 2:25. It'll roll over into 2:26, and we'll never see 2:25 again. So you cannot manage time. What you have to do is learn to manage yourself within that time. And I said, wow, my whole life, my whole career, I have been trained to manage time when really you can't manage time. It is unmanageable. Time is consistent and ongoing. We can never change the course of time, but we can manage ourselves within that time. So I want to manage myself accordingly for the time that is allotted for me. And what I do is I keep a journal. Some people call it a day timer. Some people call it a notebook. But I, you know, and the phones are powerful. They're little small handheld computers. They're great, and I love them. But I like the visual, black and white on paper, where I can see my schedule and I can see the goals that I have set for myself. So I keep a daily journal, and in that journal, it gives me an outline of everything that I need to do that day. And in that journal on today, I am going to incorporate 20 minutes of cardio. That is my goal for today. It's an unexpected little highlight to my day, and if anyone wants to jump in on this challenge with me, I welcome you to do so. It is vitally important that on this month, March of 2018, that we combat the fear of not trying. If you never, ever try, you'll never know how to maximize and reach your fullest potential. This has been Your Health is Your Wealth. Today is Friday, the second day of March 2018. There'll never be another March 2nd, 2018. We want you to celebrate this day with all the vigor at your command. We want you to be the most fabulous individual you can be. Maximize your fullest potential. Don't forget to keep it simple. Set just a simple, small goal. You can do it. You are of faith, and you are courageous. We believe in you, and I want you to know that you can do this. Also, I must let you know, we meet here at the same station, blogtalkradio.com/PRF table or 347-215-7934. I said that because we meet here every Thursday night at 8 o'clock for the PRF table, discussing from a spiritual perspective on your possessions, resources, and finances. We would love for you to come in, invite a friend, and of course, we're here on Your Health is Your Wealth every first and third Friday of the month at 2 o'clock. We thank you, we love you, we applaud you, and look forward to the next time until we meet again. Remember, your health is your wealth. Happy living. Love you all, and be blessed.